Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Will that huge media merger, AT&T plus Time Warner, really happen? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. No one ever said mixing AT&T and Time Warner together would be a slam dunk. One hurdle is a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today on the $85 billion proposed merger. Now the Donald Trump administration will likely decide its fate, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump insisted his administration would never approve the AT&T-Time Warner deal.
Because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
But what will the incoming Trump administration actually do? It partly depends on the types of regulators Trump nominates. Philip Barenbroek is with the consumer group Public Knowledge.
The president-elect had some strong words, but whether that trickles down to how the Department of Justice will actually oversee the deal is yet to be determined.
Barenbroek says if the merger went through, AT&T could jack up the price of Time Warner content. Matt Davis is a telecom analyst with IDC. He doesn't think Trump's opposition will trickle down.
The people he's putting into place are very hands-off. This is something that he wouldn't want to get in the way of.
And Davis says the deal could always be tweaked to address any concerns Trump's regulators had. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Applications for mortgages in the U.S. have fallen for 2 weeks in a row, a number dampened by sharply rising interest rates. The 10-year Treasury yield was at 2.37% earlier today, down slightly this morning, but sharply up from 1.83% before the election. Susan Schmidt is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas.
Mortgages did come down a little bit, but that's not atypical. When you think about all the noise we had around the election, that's when people were looking for a new home. They might have been slightly distracted by this election that we had going on. So there could have been less people in the market looking, some people holding off, waiting to see what would happen. And then the other thing that the market is talking about right now is what happens to mortgage applications in housing. We look to mortgage applications, particularly new mortgage applications, to tell us if the economy is doing well or not. And so with the increase in interest rates in the 10-year, because people are now anticipating a lot of economic activity with extra government spend coming in the new regime, that interest rate has gone up, mortgage applications have tempered, and so now the market's asking themselves, what does that mean for housing?
All right. And, you know, it seems like we're on track for more interest rate increases next year.
Certainly the way that the market is anticipating the interest rate curve reacting, and one of the indicators of that will also come out next week after the Fed meeting in what we call the dot plot. So each of the members of the Fed is going to give their prediction of where they think interest rates will go. So it's a little bit of a mystery as to who expects what, but you'll see the spread of expectations, and the market will take a lot of cues from that.
All right. So look for the dot plot next week. It'll be the highlight of our week, I'm sure.
Yes.
Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings in Dallas. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
There is news. The U.S. drug company Pfizer faces a record fine in the U.K. The competition agency there says Pfizer inappropriately raised the cost of an epilepsy drug by 2,600%. This was a cost borne by British taxpayers under the U.K.'s National Health Service. Pfizer does not accept the British findings and will appeal. Look at the date, 75 years since Pearl Harbor. Later this month, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will become the first Japanese leader since the end of the Second World War to visit the site. As Molly Solomon from Hawaii Public Radio reports, Pearl Harbor has long attracted tourists from Japan.
This tour bus leaves in the early hours of the morning. By 6:30 a.m., these Japanese visitors are on their way to the most popular tourist attraction in the state, Pearl Harbor.
Of course, in the Pearl Harbor is important for the biggest history for the both countries. That's why they come.
Kozo Fukuyama is with Island Makana, a tour operator that caters to Japanese visitors in Hawaii. Every morning, these tours bring about 24 guests to the National Monument. Although entrance to the park is free, the guided tours cost $150 a person. They include a trip to the battleship Missouri, the Pacific Aviation Museum, and finally a boat ride out to the USS Arizona. Fukuyama says some Japanese tourists, especially from an older generation, have an emotional response. Others barely know the history.
Some young guys, they don't know it, but old people, some people have, you know, pain. It's very different, the generation gaps.
Nanako Masaki, who is in her 60s, knew she wanted to see the memorial. She says being Japanese, Pearl Harbor was the first event in World War II, so she wanted to visit. The National Park Service says it doesn't keep any official records on how many of Pearl Harbor's 1.5 million annual visitors are from Japan. But Japanese language headset rentals and brochures are heavily used. What brought Hideo Hiraguri here was the opportunity to see history. The Tokyo resident is visiting Hawaii for the first time. He mostly learned about the attack from American movies, but the experience became more real for him after taking a boat ride to see the Arizona Memorial. He says it breaks his heart to know there was a war and the ship sank and that people were buried in the ship and they suffered. After a long day, Hideo and the rest of the group head back to the tour bus. The guide, Fukuyama, cues up a CD as we drive to Waikiki. It's the historic speech from Japanese Emperor Hirohito announcing the surrender of Japan. In Honolulu, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.
And there's one wall President-elect Trump will not build. There's word that a plan has been scrapped to build a seawall at the end of a Trump golf course in Ireland. Environmentalists said the wall in Doonbeg would have ruined the beach. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.